Welcome back to the Infinite Creators Podcast. I want to start with my gratitude for all of you beautiful people out there. I am so grateful for you tuning in to listen to this episode. And, like, I'm so grateful. I just want you to know that. And, even the people who are still reaching out to me and how different episodes, like, you know, you've gone through the same experience or you've felt the same way, how you, some of you have are still, it's still releasing some tears from challenges that are, you know, that are still hovering over you from years and years ago. So, like, just keep on keeping on and stay strong. Bring up the conversations if you're still holding on to them, or maybe let go. Like, you will know what's right for you, but just keep on keeping on. Know that everything was for you and you will get to where you need to get to. If you're enjoying, please press subscribe and you'll get the notifications for the latest release. Why me? Why do I have to get such a tough life? Why are the cards I've been dealt so difficult? Life isn't fair. I have the hardest life on earth. Nobody gets it harder than me. I hate life. I don't want to live anymore. There must be a way out. Why me? Why me? Why me? Purr me. Does this sound familiar? That was me speaking to myself years ago. I'm sure a lot of you have experienced this and maybe are experiencing this at the moment. For me, I lived with this for years. I didn't understand why I was dealt these cards, afraid to play them because I didn't know how to. I felt I would lose the game, so I kept them folded as I didn't feel safe to show my cards. All this came from growing up in the countryside, a rural area with so much judgment, a macho, toxic environment, growing up around a farm, lorry diggers, working on building sites, being big into sports. I was literally like, what the hell is wrong with me? I fitted in, but there's a part of me that didn't fit in. Like, why am I different to everyone else? Or am I the only person like this? Why do so many people hate these kinds of people? Why are they judged? Why does everyone call them names? Why do some people shout abuse at these people who are minding their own business as if they're a lesser being, as if they're a bad person? So I locked it away. I was afraid. I didn't want to be that person. It wasn't welcomed. I'd be a letdown to my parents, family. That's how much I allowed it to dictate my life. Where am I going to fit in inverted commas? My friends will reject me, but I'm just like my friends. Like sport, like cars, enjoy the crack. The amount of judgment and shame I carried on my shoulders. The fear of being that person. How I doubted myself for so many years. A part of me was refusing to love my shadow self. The depth of my darkness. I never wanted to let the light in. I lived in fear. Why would I choose to be this person? Why would I choose to be someone who doesn't fit the norm? Why would I choose to be hated? Why would I make this choice? Like, that is crazy. And for people to think that I would actually make this choice, that's even more crazy. If only they knew, if only they were in my body, they would understand. It really affected my confidence, self-worth. I was lost for many years. So I put time and effort into doing something that society does accept, which was business, money, success. And in the meantime, I would keep rejecting a part of myself, kicking the can down the road, because I didn't know how to deal with it. The more I kicked the can, the more it scratched, dented, flattened, and eventually, one day, I finally kicked it, and it fell off the road, into a river. And that was the day I knew I needed to start talking, because if I didn't, that would be me in the river. And that can was, well, my sexuality. I hated that part of myself for years. I didn't know how to love it. Growing up, I wasn't exposed to or around anyone who like had anything good to say about these kinds of people. And I talk about them as if they're separate, but that's how I seen myself at that time. You know, there was never people who had ever anything nice to say about them, or as if they were like us, you know. And that was just the environment that I was part of. And being insecure as a child and teen didn't make it any easier. You know, I became a product of my environment. I was conditioned. I was constantly blaming life, like, because this just wasn't the choice. I wasn't making a conscious choice to be this way. And why the hell would I choose to have these feelings? Like, why would I choose to be a certain someone that all the lads would probably reject? And why would I want to put myself through that torture? I numbed myself and I left it in the darkness. I was living in the heads of others, trying to be normal, or at least what I thought normal was. I was living in a box, the box of Ryan. And I couldn't see outside the box because I was so attached to who I needed to be to fit in. And this way of living was holding me back from being my best self, from loving myself, from others loving me, and from me reaching my infinite potential. I was in my mid-20s, and I knew life wasn't worth living, and I had to do something about it. I had a choice of leaving this world or going to therapy. I chose therapy. I went for 6 weeks, and all I did was talk, from my earliest moments, childhood, teens, and for the first time in my life, I was expressing myself, my emotions, my story. I was speaking from the heart. It wasn't easy, but I was doing it. The therapist didn't talk back much. It was very little dialogue. So I was just like, screw this, and I didn't go back, resulting in me going back into silence. And a few years later, then I reflected on that experience, and the therapist knew that I needed a safe space to sit, talk, and express myself because I had never done this in my life before. So then I went back to therapy with a different approach. Now that I learned how to talk, I needed someone who I could converse with. So it took time, it took years to knock down the walls I'd built up so high. I wish it could have been one of my father's bulldozers that could have knocked it all down in seconds. But instead, it was like moving the bricks one by one. And that was a slow process. It took years. It was through this time I leaned into more of who I am. And it was through this time I was learning to be more open. I was taking baby steps to be more comfortable with the way I feel, to let the light into the darkness. I was finally giving myself permission to love my sexuality, to explore and express that part of me with my intimate partners, females, males, trans, male and female couples, and all the ways that society judges us heavily for. But, you know, I was giving myself permission to have fun and just be myself. And I started to let go of the beliefs that I had taken on from a young age, that like how I criticize myself, and just to be me, to stop living in the heads of others and to drop their opinions. I was able to tell my parents, who loved me with open arms. I was starting to love that part of myself that I hated for so long, but I was still afraid to express it. Like, it was still a delicate part of me that I only felt comfortable expressing around people that wouldn't judge me. So I would open up bit by bit. And even when I did express it, there was a doubt that, you know, maybe I will be rejected, because there was this deep rooted scar, you know, that was still healing at the time, and because of how I perceived it as a youngster growing up. So through that process of opening up, which has been very challenging, the challenge of accepting myself. But on the counter of that, it has been rewarding. I know there are many of you out there right now living in fear in many categories. Sexuality, you know, you could be a man or a woman, you're interested in the same sex, trans, whatever, you're from the countryside, you grew up in that kind of environment, or maybe you're a man, you're, you know, a construction worker, outdoorsy type, or you're an elegant woman. And for you to express this type of behavior to, you know, your mates or your lady friends, or the fear of judgment, like how you might think that you're the only one and that you would be rejected. And, you know, maybe you're single and you don't know how to talk about it. Maybe you have a partner, or maybe you're even married with kids, you know, and or maybe you feel trans and you have an interest in wearing the opposite sex clothes. Unfortunately, society hasn't fully understood why this is something that you may feel comfortable in. And for those of you who are not aware, masculine and feminine energy exists in energetic form in absolutely everything, humans included. It's one of the seven principles of the Kabbalion, and like the law of gender. So we all have two genders. And just to give you an idea, we have four bodies, two masculine and two feminine. The masculine are the physical and mental, because they are the doing, they are active. And then the feminine are that is the emotional and the spiritual, and that is because they are the being. So that is why women are more connected to their emotions and men live more in their heads. And you could be someone who feels more drawn to be in the opposite body. My advice on that would be to give yourself space and time to feel into this. Be very sure that you're making the right choice. I am aware of cases where, you know, people have gone through this process and felt that they've made a mistake, which resulted in them being more insecure than ever, and have even wanted to return to their birth sex. But I would only like people to make a choice that is going to relieve suffering, not to create more. But I'm also aware of so many out there who are actually living their best life. So just give yourself time and think on it. And it's not limited to sexuality. I know there are a lot of men and women living in fear of speaking up. That could be women with abusive male partners and male with abusive female partners. Or you could be stuck in a toxic relationship. You feel trapped. You're scared to end it because of how they might react. You feel you might be in, like, they might be controlling you. And because That fear of change is even scarier. You stay in the same place. But maybe you're with someone who you don't love anymore and you just don't know how to say that. You don't know how to express yourself. Maybe you're cheating and you're still not happy in the dynamic, so you just continue cheating and going home to the same person, but you continue lying to yourself because, again, you struggle to speak up because you're scared of change. Like all of you people, you're stuck in a place of fear. You're scared of the unknown. You're scared of being yourself. Fellow humans, whatever you're going through right now, that is your opportunity to either stay the same and asleep in that darkness or to wake up to the light. I assure you that you are not alone. Let go of who you think you are or who you think you need to be. Be honest with yourself. Take responsibility for yourself. Face the fear of that person you're scared of being and take the first step that you know feels right for your heart. It's a step closer to peace. And with every step taken, you claim more of your power. These are opportunities for you to transform, to escape the prison inside your head, to feel freedom. The biggest trap we have is not living in our own heads, but living in other people's heads, trying to be a version of who we think they will like and want. Once you drop this and start focusing on you, your consciousness will expand and you will start to see how you've been holding yourself back all this time. Also, nobody thinks about you as much as you think they do. Everyone is caught up in their own lives. When you stop living in the heads of others, you have released a huge chain from your leg that will set you free. Being honest is what will bring you closer to who you are. I know it can be exceptionally hard. It's so scary to talk about the part of you that you've locked away for so long, to express yourself in ways that you don't know how to. But on the other side of that door is your freedom. You deserve to be free. You deserve to be loved, all of you. Times have improved massively, which is amazing. But I know there are still a lot of people out there living in fear. And some of you are older and you have that deep-rooted pain from the past that I'm aware of. And even though times have changed, your past is still the same and you live with them scars. But, you know, you can change too. And the people who are like maybe in toxic, abusive, controlling relationships, that fear of stepping out of that, you have the power to change. You can speak up. Or maybe you're someone who doesn't believe that you're worthy of a relationship. Like, you are absolutely worthy. You are so, so worthy. So give yourself the time to believe that because you truly, truly are. It's up to the likes of me and you to be aware, to provide a safe space for everyone, to let them know that it's okay to be themselves, to know that they can trust you, they can talk to you, because you don't know what someone is going through. You may have this perception of who they are because that is who they have always been. And for you to think that they are anyone else would be absurd. But you don't know until you know. It's up to us to let the kids of our generation know that it's okay to be themselves. To actually go down to their level. Like to sit on the ground with them. Look them in their eyes and say to them, as your mother, father, your grandparent, your uncle, your auntie, your brother, your sister, your friend, whoever you want to be, whatever you feel, you can come and tell me. I will be there for you. I won't judge. I won't criticize. I won't hate. I will listen. I will understand. And I will love you no matter what, unconditionally. It is when we have these conversations that we give others the chance to feel seen, to feel safe, to feel heard, to be themselves. We are also making amazing progress in our local town. Buncrana had a local pride there for the second year running, which is epic for this area. And big respect, you know. I think one of the biggest challenges we face is gender preference and identity. It's going to be another great teacher for humanity. But we all have the ability to become aware that these people are among us in a way that is a lot more common than you know. Some of these may be your kids, they're grown up around you, and the words that we say are what dictates their future. We just need to be aware of how open we actually are. Like, your comment that you don't know could be the one that sends that kid into darkness forever. You can be the difference between that kid hating and loving themselves. So become aware of our expectations, the ones that we put on our kids. Like, don't expect them to be like you when you were a kid or to be like other kids their age today. Like, there's a phenomenon everyone wants to be part of, and I think they call it normal. Like, for parents, that could be their sons wanting them to be into sport because you play sport, or the other kids are playing sport, or maybe to do the same kind of work that you did at that age, or to hang around with the boys because that's kind of what boys do. Or maybe it's their daughter who isn't like into makeup, isn't into hair, doesn't want to play with Barbie, who just wants to run with the boys. And then we unknowingly say to the youngsters, like, to the girls, any boyfriends, or to the boys, any girlfriends, and become aware that maybe some of them are interested in the same sex, or maybe just some of them are not even interested. And just by you saying these kinds of things, you are actually putting your expectations on these kids. Like, that is pressure on them to be that certain someone that you've just projected onto them, and then they will then strive to be that person because that's who they feel they need to be liked by you. And then in turn, they suppress themselves because they fear rejection. They don't love the real deep part of themselves because they're then living a life expected of someone else. So instead of putting your expectations, you have an opportunity. It's not for you to say who they should be because of society. It's about asking them, who would they like to be? How would they like to play? To watch and listen who they want to become. To realize that this is their soul choosing this experience. And what would they like to experience? And if that's boys wanting to play with toys labeled as girls, or girls wanting to play with toys labeled as boys, boys in girls' clothes and girls in boys' clothes, remember that these are only labels. If you drop these labels, they are just toys and clothes. It's through this method that we can allow them to be themselves and feel seen from a young age. And this actually allows them to reach their purest form and potential, to nurture their growth in whatever form that may be. Love them for who they are, without taking or adding anything. Just them in their expression. Be mindful of doing the same going into adulthood, with studies, job, career, business, etc. Don't expect them to follow the same path as us, as you. Like, to finish school, get a job, go to college, get a career, just like you did. Maybe they have something radically different that you don't understand. Maybe they're artistic, they're into music, into painting, things that they're not making money at the moment, and, you know, it doesn't seem like career worthy, but maybe they will make money at it. And what if they're living their best life, doing what they love, with enough to support themselves, and they're living a happier life than you? Because if you keep projecting onto them what you feel they should do, they're probably going to take that expectation and live in fear to be the person that you expect them to be. Again, that's your expectation. So I understand there's a fine line between encouraging your kids to be someone, but also be aware of what you're actually projecting. Are you projecting who you feel they should be? So be aware, tune in and listen. There is no such thing as normal. We were all made to stand out. That's why every single human on this planet is unique. Like, we are all unique. And remember, it's not your journey, it's theirs. Kids are our greatest teachers. I bought my son an electric toy car recently because I like cars and I thought he would enjoy sitting in it, being driven around, and he does. He loves it. Although he doesn't see it as a car, I'm sure he sees it as something that he can sit in and it just scoots him around. But I have absolutely zero expectations of him wanting to be into cars or anything for that matter. I will do my absolute best to let him follow his path without me influencing who or what he should be. If we approach each other with all possible outcomes, it allows us to become more open-minded, as you never know what someone is going through. It's absolutely nothing to be afraid or embarrassed about. They will teach you things that you will be very grateful for. You just have to trust the process. This world is a complex place. It is so delicate, like so delicate. Humans are going through suffering all the time because they don't know how to wake up. They're stuck in their head and feel that there is no way out, but there's always a way. When I got to the point where, you know what, I can't take any more of this suffering, it wasn't healthy. Something needed to change. I was like, okay, so it's okay to be this way. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not trying to take from anyone. Then I was like, well, what's it trying to teach me? I can express this part of myself to others. And if someone doesn't like me, that's their problem. I was able to take responsibility that these actually are my cards, that I can now play the game because I was letting go of the fear. All of this brought me so far from who I was to the depth of darkness, where there was no light, where there was no love, ultimately bringing me back to accepting this body, which has been one of the greatest challenges I have ever faced. I have had so many mistakes on this journey, but they have been my greatest teachers. And I am by no means saying I will not make any more, because what I feel is right today may be wrong tomorrow, but I am trying my best every single day, just like you. I came to the realization that it was all about overcoming these three challenges: doubt, judgment, and fear. Examples are, you can have all the experience in the world as a mother and still doubt yourself that you're not a good mother, when in fact you are an amazing mother. You can be the most beautiful person in the world and still judge yourself for not being beautiful enough, even though as you are right now, you are the most beautiful person in the world. You can have all the wealth in the world and live in fear of not having enough wealth, even though you're already living wealthy from just being alive, from breathing. When you accept and love yourself as you are, the way that you arrived onto this planet, that will set you free. The less you desire in this world, the more balanced you will be. Everything was an opportunity to overcome all of these challenges I faced. Lessons to bring me closer to myself, to see everything from a much grander, infinite perspective. And that teaching was to wake up to love. It started with me learning that my soul chose this body. It chose to incarnate into the body of Ryan. My soul wanted to experience the suffering and hardship of what it would be like to be Ryan, to understand what it would be to grow up in a toxic, macho environment by feeling like someone who didn't fit the norm, to feel like I was an outsider, and to feel alone. Through this experience of stepping into my fears, even though it was rocky along the way, but staying true to myself, it got me out of my mind. It got me out of the minds of others. Because when I stopped judging myself, like I realized that I was always judging myself to everyone else too. Unknowingly, I was comparing because I felt like I needed to be like that. That sparked an awakening. And it was in that moment that I realized that I was asleep all along. And some of you may be asleep right now and thinking, what is he talking about? Sure, I can hear you, Ryan. I'm awake. I'm listening. Asleep as in you're not who you think you are. You're much more than that. Some of you may be awake, which you will understand every single word I'm saying. From being in my truth, it has unlocked more of my infinite human potential. The infinite human potential that you have within you too. And what I unlocked is unconditional love and compassion for myself and in turn for every single one of you, no matter your mistakes. Even Putin, I still have compassion for him. I may not agree with someone's views or what they have done, but I won't judge or criticize ever. It's something I would love everyone to experience because it brings so much peace, joy, and understanding to my existence. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I seek zero in turn. I'm in service to you. Me doing this work is me doing more of my work, unlocking more of my human potential. And this freed me from living as a finite human with so many years on this planet to realize that I am actually infinite. This dimension is a school for our souls. My soul is having a human experience. We choose our bodies before we incarnate them, before we are born. My family and friends are my soulmates. We choose the circumstances. We choose what we want to learn from each other. But to achieve this, we have to forget everything we have ever known. And as a collective humanity, our souls are here in these bodies pushing the capability of love to push ourselves so far away from each other through our families, our relationships, through racism, sexuality, gender preference, women's rights, governments, wars. It's through these challenges that we become divided, which in turn creates the opportunity to wake up to come back to who we are. Because if we always lived in the light for infinity, well, that would be kind of boring. It would be all love, light, sunshine, butterflies, rainbows, and our farts would probably smell like roses. So we wouldn't actually learn a thing. It's through the darkness that we get to experience how we can truly grow. And we get to experience more love through that darkness by claiming coming back to ourselves. The universe that we exist in is a space of light and darkness, and it's trying to find the balance between them. It's not possible to experience one without the other. And this is referred to in the Kabbalion again. It's one of the other principles called the principle of rhythm. Quote, everything flows out and in. Everything has its tides. All things rise and fall. The pendulum swing manifests in everything. The measure of the swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. Rhythm compensates. Unquote. It's about living in balance, in the middle. We are unique expressions of this light and darkness existing in this universe. Like, we are light and dark. That is what we are. And this universe is a unique expression of the infinite creator. And the infinite creator is the source. And ultimately, we are all connected to the source. So we are all one. We are all just different versions of each other. At the core of it is love. So you are love. When I grasped this, I was like, whoa, where has this been all my life? Why didn't I get this at such a young age? The more we come into ourselves, the more our world will come into us. That the more we balance ourselves, the more the world will balance with us. And again, it starts with us. We have to do the work on ourselves. To overcome our emotional battles from being stuck in the anger, the pain, the suffering. Like, when we release ourselves from that, then we become lighter and we become more balanced. So we need to realize that everything is happening for us. Like, that is for you. Nothing is happening to you. It's for you. And it's through this process then of realizing, accepting everything, taking responsibility, that you welcome in more love. And your body then is a vibrational being. So as you welcome in more love, you start to vibrate at a higher frequency. And vibration is confirmed by science. Like, everything vibrates. So when you vibrate at a higher frequency, which is achieved by love, joy, and compassion, etc., you tap into more of your potential. And this may come in many different types of forms. Sometimes people may label it supernatural. Some may call coincidences. Like, or you may start having more vivid dreams, receiving messages. And this is all natural. This is all the human potential. Like, since I've started like this journey and I've tuned in to this part of me and this way of life, and bizarre experiences have happened to me. So before I share the next part, the reason I'm sharing it is to give you an idea of what I've experienced since I've tried to welcome in more love to my life. And it started with my dreams. I would have bizarre dreams that would come true in a few days, like strange dreams about friends and family, which I would let them know, and they would be in shock to hear that I dreamt about an event in their life that I had no idea about. I've even had strangers in my dreams. When I say strangers, someone in my dream that I don't even know who they were, and that would hand me a book. And in the dream, I would get the name of the book. And as soon as I would wake up, I would Google the name of the book. And these books were books of wisdom and guidance. And I was like, what? What the hell? And this time, I didn't even read books. I had no idea. And like, I've had moments where I would be thinking about people, and I would have like visuals in my mind. And then a few weeks later, I'd be chatting to them. I'm like, hey, is everything okay? I had this thought about you. And then they would confirm. And I was like, Jesus, like, you know. So I've also had encounters with souls that have left this plane, this realm, this dimension, souls that I have never met ever in human form. But when their family members were around me, these souls came to me and passed me messages, which I then passed to that person that was with me, and they confirmed that it was like that it was a there was a connection there. And some have said to me, like, oh, you're gifted, but I am not gifted in any way or any more than you. Like, these are just abilities that every single human has. Like, this is part of our infinite potential, but it's all about doing the work. Like, humanity is on a constant, is on like an evolution path, and as we continue to love more, we all evolve, and we start claiming more of our power, and this is one of the powers. So like, the space in between us is, it's not actually space, there's messages passed through it all the time. That's why some of us receive stuff. And the more in tune we are with the universe, when we start living outside of our head, that's what allows us to claim all of these things that are happening all around us, you know. So no human is any more gifted than anyone else. There's just some people who've worked through their challenges, their emotional battles, and have claimed their power. And I know some super advanced humans, and their abilities are phenomenal. Like, it's so, so gobsmacking. Like, I'm just like, whoa. But, you know, your powers, you can claim so much, whatever you want. Like, that could be abundance. Whenever you stop living in your head and you get out there, then you can stop, like worrying about money, or you can get that car that you desire, go on them holidays that you want, buy that house that you really want. So it's all about what you set the intention for, but you must start with yourself. Stop judging yourself. Stop doubting yourself. Stop living in fear. So accept yourself as you are. Believe in yourself and love yourself. This will remove blocks and allow more life force energy to flow through your body. Don't get caught up being the actor of your own movie, playing that dramatic role, that you are not that personality. You are not that mind and body. You're just experiencing them. Your attachment to an outcome is what will keep you from living in peace. When you let go of the desires and outcomes and just accept everything as it is, you will live in peace. You are the awareness behind it all, the awareness that is the infinite creator, and the infinite creator is simply love. This is my truth, and what is true for you may not be true for me, and what is true today may not be true tomorrow. I also know that I know nothing. So, I want to thank you for listening to the Infinite Creators, and I ask you to remember that you are the Infinite Creator.